Utah GOP Representative John Curtis, a proud co-sponsor of pro-trans bill that would destroy female athletics. By Sean Moran on June 24, 2024. Representative John Curtis, RUT, is a proud co-sponsor of a controversial bill that would destroy female athletics, despite saying that he is against men competing in women's sports. In October 2022, during a debate for Utah's 3rd Congressional District, he said he does not agree with men competing in women's athletics. "We have to be fair to these young women. I have 4 daughters. I do not want a man competing with them in sports, period," he said. Despite this staunch claim to be against men in women's sports, Curtis is a proud sponsor of the Fairness for All Act. He wrote, "When it comes to protecting LGBTQ+ rights and religious liberties, we can accomplish both simultaneously. These rights are not mutually exclusive, we can have both plus live in harmony. This bill strikes this balance and ensures critical protections for our LGBTQ+ family and friends, while also ensuring that religious institutions can worship how they see fit. I'm pleased to introduce and advance a realistic approach to such a delicate issue that allows both communities the basic protections they're promised under the Constitution. Proud co-sponsor, when it comes to protecting LGBTQ+ rights and religious liberties, we can accomplish both simultaneously. These rights are not mutually exclusive, we can have both plus live in harmony. This bill strikes this balance and ensures critical protections for our LGBTQ+ half." Representative John Curtis, at Rep. John Curtis, December 6, 2019. Curtis co-sponsored the Fairness for All Act in 2019 and in 2021. Heritage Action for America, the Alliance Defending Freedom, the Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, Christian Medical and Dental Association, and the American College of Pediatricians sounded the alarm about the Fairness for All Act in 2019, saying it would 1. Infringe upon medical professionals' conscience rights if they decline to administer puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex reassignment surgeries, including on minors; 2. Subject foster children to medically unproven treatments imposed by transgender ideology; 3. Reduce privacy and safety for females and destroy female athletics; 4. Violate freedom of speech, conscience, and religion for countless businesses, charities, and citizens. Curtis also celebrated Pride Month in 2021. In 2019, Curtis said that the Republican Party needs to rebrand itself with reference to the relationship between religious rights and gay rights. "We need to rebrand. We must change the stereotype that protecting religious liberty is a zero-sum game," he said. "I believe this compromise is possible because of what we have seen right here in Utah," he explained. "Here in Utah, we have an opportunity to continue leading the way in fostering religious liberty and rebranding. I believe there's still real opportunity to continue cementing a critical balance between religious liberty and individual rights," he added. Curtis also helped kill an amendment that would have defunded taxpayer dollars from funding Pentagon-sponsored Pride Month celebrations. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.